This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Are you driving your car or doing laundry right now? Podcasts go best when they're bundled with another activity. Like Progressive home and auto policies, they're best when they're bundled too. Having these two policies together makes insurance easier and could help you save. Customers who save by switching their home and car insurance to Progressive save nearly $800 on average. Quote a home and car bundle today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $793 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2021 and May 2022. Potential savings will vary.
The New Yorker Radio Hour is supported by the Sympathizer podcast from HBO. From executive producers Park Chan-wook and Robert Downey Jr., The Sympathizer is the new HBO original limited series based on the Pulitzer Prize-winning novel of the same name. On the Sympathizer podcast, join host Philip Nguyen in conversation with the cast, crew, and author Viet Thanh Nguyen as they discuss the making of this historic series. Stream new episodes of HBO's The Sympathizer, Sundays exclusively on Max, and listen to the Sympathizer podcast wherever you listen to podcasts.
Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
In the late 80s, I got a job in the Moscow bureau of the Washington Post, so I had to set out to learn Russian, and it was really difficult. And I was pretty damn proud of myself, even acquiring a rudimentary grasp of the language, because unless you grow up with a language, it's hard for at least most of us to learn a new one, unless you're somebody like Luis Miguel Rojas Bircha, who's what we call a hyper-polyglot.
Let me say something in Shawi to my Shawi friends.
Yes, please.
Shawi is a language that your high school probably didn't offer. It's spoken by about 20,000 people, mostly in the Amazonian rainforest.
I'm in love with Shawi. I have lived many experiences with the Shawi. I had problems there. They helped me when I almost died 3 years ago in an accident. But I'm a polyamorous in terms of languages. And Shawi is my wife or husband.
Shawi isn't Luis Miguel's first language either. It's not his second or his third. He doesn't even know how many he speaks. 20-something?
I speak some 13, 14 languages fluently. And the others, there are some that I know the grammar, that I can have some basic conversations. Judith says I have 28. Right?
Well, the fact checker ran this past you. Don't look at me.
Mandarin, Farsi, Portuguese, Esperanto, Ancient Greek, Biblical Hebrew, the list goes on. Judith Thurman wrote about him in The New Yorker because she's fascinated by these hyper-polyglots, people who seem to have no limit to how many languages they can absorb. And when Luis Miguel made his first trip to New York recently, Judith took him out to Queens, where he could practice at least a few of his favorites.
This is my advice, but it's very personal, it's just an opinion. If you want to learn a language from a school, that doesn't happen. You have to learn a language on the street. Talk to people.
But not everybody has your guts. I think that it's true. You have to be very extroverted, you have to have a sense of shamelessness, you know, just to go and talk to people on the street. And
yeah.
I think there's an inhibition, shyness, inhibition, timidity, especially when you don't speak the language that which you don't have. You are sort of remarkably free.
But you have to get rid a bit of that inhibition if you want to speak a language, because languages emerge in interaction. Language is something very personal. And when you just approach someone and ask, hey, do you speak this language? Would you like to teach me some words? It's weird. That happened to us actually
in Malta. They couldn't figure out, A, what we were doing together and what we were there for. And we wanted them to talk to us. And
People thought that we were more than just two friends wandering around Malta, learning Maltese. One of them said, please stop flirting and go to the point. It's like, well, this is the point. I'm looking for a tea I love that comes from Taiwan, from the Ali Mountains. my Ali Shanti got lost because my bag is still missing. Maybe that's why my bag got lost. There was a crazy Taiwanese that stole my bag because it was full of Ali Cha. Nah.
And you learned Chinese in adolescence, as a teenager, right?
Yeah, I was 13, 14 when I started learning Chinese out of a challenge, because my dad said that I was wasting too much time learning French because he wanted me to be a businessman. So he said, China will be the economic power in the future, so you have to learn Chinese. I said, okay, let's go together, I said. After 2 months, he failed and surrendered, and I continued. And I fell in love with Chinese. I'm getting hungry, so.
Go upstairs here.
Can you read Tibetan? Payul. Yeah, Payul restaurant. Are they Tibetan?
Yeah.
Okay, then we will explore the Tibetan numerals, which are really interesting.
What's interesting about them?
Well, we'll see that.
Okay. So you want the beef tongue, plain lapping, vegetable lapping, and tteokbokki chicken momo, right?
Yes.
Spicy is okay, right?
Are you Tibetan? Can we ask you for just a little favor? He's a linguist. Would you tell him the numbers in Tibetan?
The numbers.
Numbers?
How do you say one in Tibetan?
Chik.
Chik. Two?
Ni.
Ni. Three?
Sum.
Sum. Four?
Shi.
Shi. Five?
Nga.
Nga. Six?
Two.
Two.
Yeah.
Seven?
Du.
Du. Eight?
Ge.
Ge. Nine?
Gu.
Gu. Ten?
Chu.
Chu. It's the beautiful thing is that you see in Tibetan, if you compare the numbers with Chinese numbers, they're almost the same. It's like in Japanese, like ancient Chinese. Ichi, ni, san, sa, ichi, ni, san, shi, chi, ni, sum, shi, you know, it's almost the same.
Well, in the Tibetan, you know, there's a lot of Chinese, you know, because of that I can understand. Also, I've been in India, so I lived there for 3 years, so that's... So are you Chinese?
I am from the world. You never know a language. Languages are ideals, unattainable ideals. Every time, even if I'm in a Spanish-speaking barrio, there are people speaking ways I haven't heard before. Every time I go back to Peru, I know I'm Peruvian, I have friends there, but my Spanish has changed a bit. I don't have the brand new slang I speak like 10 years ago. I feel like a foreigner everywhere, and I think that's a bit of an advantage if you want to learn a language, to have a bit of distance. Peruanos, los paisanos. Importadores de productos típicos ecuatorianos, mexicanos, peruanos, colombianos, centroamericanos. And the flag of my country is also there, twice even. Can we go and have a look? No, there is no air conditioning. I'm looking for something I used to drink when I was... Oh, yes!
What's that?
Inca Cola. Inca Cola is the Peruvian soft drink. Most foreigners dislike it. They say it tastes like chewing gum. And I would say it does. ¿No tiene Inca Cola helada?
¿De cuál querías? ¿Pequeña?
Pequeña, sí. Sí, sí tiene. Ah, quiero una entonces. Este es la bebida que del Perú. Oh, sorry, I'm speaking Spanish. You see, I forget. ¿Cuánto es?
Luis Miguel Rojas Bercha a linguist who speaks a couple of dozen languages in Queens, with staff writer Judith Thurman.